105, just you and me.
I guess we're gonna have a continuation of Arca Russo.
Yeah, let's have a structured issue. Okay. We have a lot to see here, Mr. Shim, so let's get right to it. You got your Gemara? So, Lamaise, it comes out that, want to focus on this concept of parporos. Speaking with that, yes? We'll go right, yeah, let's go right into it. Okay, no, I don't want you to do your writing and you focus, please. It says even when Nate comes, the foods that are eaten with the pasta called parporos, the matzah vitri and siminai and olive, Siddurashi says that it means chicken and fish, that the rug will have suda.
And we also have the idea that it's being pasta in the car.
Yeah, well, let's do one sheet at a time. The matzah vitri and Siddurashi said the parporos lefnei suda were chicken and fish, and the parporos after the suda were claudius lachmonios. Yes?
Didn't we have a question like why they changed it and why they?
Yeah, we discussed that at great length, that's correct. But I want to also add on, please, Rashi and Sochim, Kufi Dalanav, the Chazeres, that has eaten below Seder Achar HaMatzah is also an example. Rashi gives him Sochim, Kufi Dalanav. Okay? Rabbi Nachmanal, according to Taisus, Dirmaskal Birich, we saw parporos ben patznuma, the usokin and klisheni, doesn't have appearance of bread, and that brachas of mizonos. And Taisus, Dirmaskal Barich, and the Rosh, in Perik Vav, Siminalav, agrees with Taisus. And then there's a third sheet. No, there's no third sheet. Okay? Now, continuing on, regarding this din, lachmonios are main mafe, kain paspa kisnin. The meaning is we drink yain and parporos lefnei hamazon lachrov. This meaning was to bring wine and parporos lefnei hamazon lachrov, both before the mazon and after the mazon, was matzui besuda shel kovet. What's suda shel kovet?
Without giving it significance?
Yeah.
It's like a mitzvah.
Right, the Miri said, Dirmaskal Omer, then Shabbos Yom Tovim, that's where it was done. Okay.
Would that apply also to like a suda, like you're making for finishing the Sabbath?
Could be, but Shabbos seems to be more choshev. Shabbos Yom Tovim. Poshim Shah.
Doesn't that kind of meal also have its own little kashish?
Could be, but that's the example the Miri says. Kagon, maybe you're right, in Hanami. Now, what does the Tevis mazon mean? Here it means suda, biske rid. Now, Ein Baros, Meshach HaMishneh, when is the Mishneh is different? We'll get to what mazon meant. Mazon meant before Birkas HaMazon, suda meant after Birkas HaMazon. Correct? So I want you to get this also, this order, the Rosh, in Siman Lamed Beis. The Rosh says, the Kavanas HaMishneh is that yain lefnei suda, patas yain achar suda, not just the wine, shebetoch suda. Meaning it's ifilu. Remember what it meant by ifilu?
He said that like
you could insert like ifilu achar suda. Kol shekain, yeah. Kol shekain, the yain lefnei suda, patas yain achar suda, kol shekain, patas lefnei suda. Yes?
Betoch
suda, because the yain, the lefnei suda is lishtos, and the yain betoch suda is lishros. So yain.
Did you say it was achar to lishros?
No, achar, no. Lefnei, betoch hamazon is lishros, achar hamazon is lishtos, lefnei hamazon is lishtos. One in three are lishtos.
I thought that
the third one was lishtos. No, only yain betoch hamazon is lishros. And therefore, lishtos is more powerful than lishros, which we'll get to. Bezer Shem.
And therefore, it's a kol shekain.
That's the pshat. That is correct. That is the kol shekain. Also, Lamaise, the Mishnah's Bechadesh, that the suit is not considered to be a hefsik. Mishnah's Bechadesh, that the suit is not considered to be a hefsik. Therefore, Birkas Yain lefnei Asuda, pat is the Yain lachar Asuda. Piske rid. It's also mashed in the Miri. Follow me? The suit is not mafsik. The Yain lefnei Asuda, pat is the Yain lachar Asuda. You with me?
Yeah.
Now, the Gemara Amud Beis says the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos Yom Tovim, which is the Derech the Kaveh Suda Yain. Other days is not the Derech Kaveh Suda Yain. The Yain, the Fnei Muslim, doesn't part of the Yain Achra Muslim. That's the Taisus. You follow me? Other days, the Yain, the Muslim, it's only Shabbos Yom Tovim, Taisus Anche Shem, Shem Rabbein Moses Chusu. The Mishnah's Meduik says, Berech Al Yain, Lefnei Muslim. It doesn't say Berech Al Yain, Lefnei Muslim. It says, Shel Lefnei Muslim. Berech al yain, exactly. Shel lifnei hamazon, set aside. It doesn't say berech al yain lifnei hamazon. If we're talking about zman yadua, the zman is yadua, the buying lifnei hamazon.
And that that's why even if you were to have wine at the beginning, it's not.
Well, that's right. It's limited. Right. It's only limited Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's the Meduk in the Mishnah. Correct. Okay. Also, let's be daik. Before with the Gemara, the machalim are aboim lachar asude or chayv bebrocha. Yes. The machalim that are boim lachar asude or chayv bebrocha, and they're not nifteres beberkas apas. Yes. You with me? The food that comes after the suda, is chayv bebrocha, and they're not potter berkas apas. Parparos that come after the suda chayv bebrocha. Mishnah's teaching you, even though parparos lachar asude is chayv bebrocha, nevertheless, bracha al paperis lefnei asuda pat is the paperis lachar bracha. You got that? That's what the Gemara says. That's the Gemara's bechadish. You follow me? So even though lomaisa the paperis lachar asuda has its own bracha, but the chiddush is the paperis lefnei asuda pat is the paperis lachar bracha.
I just noticed something very interesting. So it says bracha yain shel nemos and paters yain shel achar mazon.
Yes.
It seems to imply that also has to be set aside afterwards.
Well, okay, yeah, I hear you.
I hear you.
Maybe it is. Okay, maybe it's set aside. But that brings us to, I hear what you say. But that's what Ula on the Mishnah, Ula in the Gemara, when Malfam says, you bring a bracha on Adoma, it doesn't part of the bracha leitz. Yes? Why not? Rashi says, even though bracha bre pre Adoma includes bre pre eitz.
That was the Mishnah.
That was the Mishnah. Correct. Mishnah is when you made a mistake. Correct. Adoma bre Adoma, it doesn't part of the eitz of fun. It doesn't, the taste is rid. That's the pshat, okay. So the Tzitz Rid says, Tzimasko Birech, that the same thing is by Shakal. Even though Shakal includes other things, right, that's only B'dievet, right? But if you do it on purpose, Lamaisa, the Prima Gordon says the same thing. If you do it on purpose, Lamaisa, it's not going to work. The Shakal won't work the Patra things. This is what the Prima Gordon writes, Eishal Avram, Sim Reishwav, Sifkon Beis. However, Rashi on the Mishnah, yes, with me? Rashi on the Mishnah says, the Bracha L'fnei Amazon of chicken and fish, the parparis of Ramazon is klayos v'lachmonios. So we say shakom the parparis in the dogim and patas the klayos of ripi adama. So you're doing it on purpose. Aye, it's against that din. So the Tzitz Rid answers like this. What's the Tzitz Rid answer? Tzitz Rid just says that shakol on parparis lefnei Ramazon patas the parparis lach Ramazon. Why? Because they're both coming to what l'tzorach
asude. But that shouldn't change the fact that one.
Yeah, but they all. Yeah, I understand, but they're all the same family. So the bracha of shakol. Pater's minim nosofen. It's also Brei Pri Adama. Pater's dates.
They aren't the same family. One's a
they are. I understand, but they're the same family. The Tzorach Hasud. That's what the Kesef Mishnah wants to say. Perik Dalal Chavov Maskevim Tomer Pater Tzarishin. Okay, that's a Chiddush. That's what the Tzorach wants to say. It's all the same grouping in the family. Comes along Rabbeinu Chananel. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? Pasnuma. Yes, exactly. So the proposal of Nehemiah and Akrav are the same exact food. Right? A fish you toss on, then the mezoinas. So why does the parperis of Amazon part the parperis achar Amazon? It's easy. Because the same bracha.
Yeah.
So the tzlach asks, what's the chiddush? Tzlach asks, dir maskel birich, on the Ravina Chana, what's the chiddush? The dover borrow that, bremi menazonos, on the parperis. You don't have to pater, correct. It doesn't have to say a new bracha. And the suda is not mahava hefsik. So he answers, even though it's a din poshut, the Mishnah had something else in mind to teach. That in mevarach al pas, it doesn't part the parperis achar suda. You follow me?
Wait, mavarach
al pas, that's what the Mishnah had in mind. If you say mavarach al pas, it doesn't part the parparis achar asuda. Yeah?
Didn't it say that you were?
It said mavarach al pas. Mishnah says only someone's mavarach al pas to teach you. Mavarach al pas ain't no part of achar asuda. No, it doesn't. It only says in the middle of the suda. Mavarach al pas, right?
But
it's a person. That's only.
Oh, you're saying that
Betochas said
it's
part of
the
Paris. Yeah, it's only Tochas suited. Birchayan Maspatas, Birchal, Papyrus, the Muslim Patas of a Paris.
Alright, that makes sense.
Shalachra Muslim. But the Tocha Muslim one doesn't part of the one after the Muslim. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a Chiddush. It doesn't say Beferish in the Mishnah, but that's what he's saying. Even though Lomais, the Mishnah, wanted to teach, if you're Varchal Pas, it doesn't part of the Papyrus Achara Suda. It does not. Therefore, the Mishnah says only someone who's prepares Leftea Suda, there's a part of Paris Achara Suda. Someone didn't say a Berach on the Papyrus. In the beginning of the Suda, it's Chayav and the Bracha Achara Suda. And the Bracha Pas doesn't pater. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's the Chiddush according to Ben Chananel. Did you? I don't know if that's so evident from the Mishnah, but that's a tremendous Chiddush. That if you say a Bracha on the Pas, it doesn't pater that set Lamaisa. Okay? That's what the Slach wants to say, such a Chiddush. Yeah? Okay, let's continue now. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah said, Birach al Pas, the Pater Sabah Peres, yes? What does Rashi say in Mem Aleph Beis? The Machalim Atocha Suda or Chai Baruch Rishona, except things Olafas Apas. Remember,
because remember. Those things are tough,
right? Right, exactly. But the things that are Boy Atocha Suda are Chai Baruch Rishona. Remember that. Only the things that are relish, that are like liftin.
But the other things
are Chai Baruch. But what did Tosei ask on that? Tosei asked that from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Mevarach Apas Potas of our Paris. And Parparis is not things that are Malafas Apas. Remember that Kasha Tosei asked on Rashi. So that we had to answer the two tenirutsim. We had to answer, I'm sorry, one answer, the Ashloma. What does Shloma say? Mish is talking about parparis who are on the table, b'shasha b'rchal apas. That's different than Dvarim Aboim. Dvarim Aboim achar apas, yes, they're chayv in a bracha. That's the sugya m'malfun base. That's what the Machzor Vitri says.
But if they were on the table when you made the bracha, then the apas.
Exactly, correct. That's what Rashi says.
But the case over there, when you par bracha before, is when they were not.
Right, that's how the Sefer HaShlomo wanted an answer, correct. Remember he said what the Chiddush was? So the Mishnah is talking about where it was on the table. His Chiddush was that it wasn't on the table. Remember that? His Chiddush was wasn't on the table, Amaisa. Wasn't on the table. So he said, the Tais says, the Mishnah says, Baruch HaPas, Popir is a pas. Parper is not something that's Baruch HaPas. So that's talking about what's on the table. We're talking about things that are not on the table. Now the Piskei Rid in Dir Masko Piskei says, our Mishnah about both cases. It's talking about a case when the parparis will have fun of b'shas abracha. No, that's exactly how we answered. Yeah. It's talking about a case where it's on the table, b'shas shabir. So that's the answer that we gave for the Ashloma. What's the kasha they ask on that? L'chura kasha. What's the kasha? What do you need in the beginning of the Mishnah to say b'rachal paparis l'fnei ha-mazon, patas paparis l'achar ha-mazon? Yes? It says, l'tzorach mashanini b'tchilis ha-mishnah, b'rachal paparis l'fnei ha-mazon, Patas of a Paris Lachra Muslim. It's before here that what? The Brachas of Pas, Patas of a Paris.
But it's after, not
Patos. Oh, but it said, Birra Muslim, Patas of a Paris Lachra Muslim. But it said that, Birra Pas, Patas of a Paris. So if a Paris Lachra Muslim is, if the Patas Lachra Muslim is Patur Mi Bracha, Gam the Lo Bracha of a Paris Lufia Muslim. Yeah, in other words, Lutzorach, why does the Mishnah have to teach in the beginning, Birra Pas, Paris, Shalafia Muslim, Patas of Lachra Muslim? The Fia Mavur, what we just said, that the Birkas Apas patas the Parparis.
Yeah.
So the Parparis Shalachra Mazon is Niftara from a Bracha.
Yeah.
Gam Lalo Bracha ala Parparis the Mazon, because the Pas should take care of everything.
So
I would answer that by saying, we didn't say the Pas should take care of it. Remember what the Slach said according to Rabbeinu Chananel? Slach said according to Rabbeinu Chananel that the Pas would not take care of the Parparis. Exactly. So I don't know. Let's see some answers to that kasha. But this is what they're asking them. So the first answer is the Damachsovichi and the Sidur Rashi and the Piskei Rid say Mishmucharis Mevarach Al Paris Lefnei Hamazon Pata Pirish Loisel Lefana Al Ashulch B'Shas Brach Al Pas. The Mevarach Al Paris Lefnei Hamazon Pata is the Paris that was not on the table. Mashenkin Mevarach Al Pas and only Pata is the Paris that was on in front of you at the table, which goes well with that answer we said because the stuff after the Suli could just said it doesn't work because it wasn't on the table. That's one answer. Second answer, La Shlomo B'das Rashi, the ratio of the Mishnah when it says Birchal Pirish L'Fliya Mazon, Pats is the Patish L'Achar Mazon, that's talking about when you ate without Pas. Wow, remember? You only had Maisa Kedera. Yeah? You only had a Maisa Kedera. So if you rock Maisa Kedera, we're talking about someone who ate the Suda without Pas, Ella rock Maisa Kedera. So a Pirish L'Achar Suda requires a Bracha. So the ratio of the Mishnah says Birchal Pirish L'Fliya Mazon, Pats is the Birchal L'Achar Mazon, sometimes we didn't have bread. Maybe if he had bread and a chanami, it would be yotze. That's what the Miri says, similar answer. Third answer, the Ravid says the beginning of the Mishnah is Mevar, that didn't prepare Shanechos B'Sofa Suda after you pulled your hands away from the table. That the Bracha Pas does not what?
The Bracha Pas is not going to be able to potter
it. Yeah, the Bracha Pas is not going to be able to potter it. Only Mevar Chaparish Lefi HaMazon potters it. But the Mishnah talking about case Parparish that are eaten B'Toch the Suda, which are potter by Pas. That's what Taisa says. Timasku birech fishi tosum. The birkas of pas patas machon shpatocha suda, and it doesn't patocha lachar arms. So you didn't after they came out of the pas. So basically, the three answers to this kasha, we said basically that we're mechavin in the first answer that pas. You know, he has that kasha. It's birkas of pirish with neamos of pas of pirish. So what do you need that for? The Torah of mashanim b'tzchiz haMishnah. If we know that pas patas the parperis. So Parparish Achra Mazon should be what? Should be Pata from the Bracha. without the bracha of pateras, shouldn't the pas take care of it? Stomer done a bread meal. So done a bread meal. Why does he have to teach you the parparis? You know what I mean? What does he need to teach you the parparis lefteamos and patas the pateras acharamos when he ate bread in the middle? If you ate bread in the middle, the bread in the middle patas it. So one teretz is matzah vitri is the what?
Well, we don't know if you actually ate bread.
Well, the first teretz is you did eat bread. That's a poshup shot. So if you the chiddush is even if the stuff's not on the table, pas only helps you if there's on the table. Second teretz is in the chanami was not a pas. You didn't have pas. Correct. So that's why you need the parparis lefnei hamazon, the pater l'achar hamazon. Okay. So I'm out without pas. Yeah.
I mean, what? You kind of have to assume that because otherwise it's obvious that then the parparis wouldn't be the one.
I know, but the poshup shat in the mission is a bread meal.
But the fact that you say that the parparis is pater afterwards must imply that it's because of the parparis, not because of something else in the middle.
Okay. That's the second teretz. That's the second teretz. You're saying good. And what's the third teretz? Arrive it. What arrives on the Balamor? The beginning of the mission is talking about. When parparis shenechlev sova suda, after your mashu yedei min apas v'shulchan, that pas doesn't pater things after the table, but parparis does. The parparis in the Muslim does pater. Mishnah is talking about parparis eating mitocha suda, that's what pas takes care of. But in a chanam, that's a fishy toss. So remember, Tais said that even pas doesn't pater things that are in a pas. Tais said that in the mouth of the base, do maskalachar. That's what Tais said, do maskalachar in the mice. Tais said that even pas doesn't cover it afterwards. Remember after you, and then he said we don't have that din nowadays? Yeah. But he said if you have that din, pas wouldn't even cover it. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Fine. Well, let's take this a step further now. Okay, you ready? We said in the Mishnah that Birch pas, patas apiris, alapapiris, lopatas apas, l'chura kosher. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? You barach alapapiris, lopatas apas. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Alo pashut shemavarcha paargu shak alo patas a bracha shemotzi. It's a double portion, right? What does the Mishnah mean when it says varcha paperis doesn't pata the pas? Shak can't pata bread. So what's the answer? The Pesukim read says you might have thought that just like paperis lefnei asuda patas paperis achar asuda, even though they're not the same bracha according to Rashi, shak will beat out of mazonos. Remember, so I thought paperis would pata bread. Comes the Mishnah and says no, paperis lefnei Muslim patas only other paperis. It's not bread. You got me? Then Taisus, the Maskabira gives the teretz, the parparis and the Mishnah is patsnumo, it's all from the bread family. So that Ahavami, even the parparis, which is from the bread family, Birkus parparis cannot pata the patsi karis. So I would have thought, yes, but Kamashwan, I can't. I would have thought it's all the same family. Lamais is patsnumo, is made in a klisheni. It's brachas mazonos. This is the chiddush. You think the bread family. This is the chiddush where you find it. Poshup shot. You think we know it already, but that's a poshup shot. Okay. Also, what does it mean when we said Maisa Kedera? Maisa Kedera Lamaisa. Maisa Kedera. The Gemara Moi Cotton says Chilka is Targa, Targis with Tisni. There are all types of Chitin that are broken up. And Chilka is what? Divided into two. Targa is divided into three. Tisni is four. And
we had five and six as well.
We had five. I don't think we had six. We had five.
We had five, yeah.
Okay, now what about this principle of Hayyoshvin? Okay? What about this principle of Hayyoshvin? What do you say? They're sitting together, each one says his own bracha, please get it. So when one guy says it for everyone else, when they do a sibah, there's a din of what? Pasukim Mishle, Pirik Yodal, Bozgoches, Rovam Hadras Melech. Gemara says in many places, what daf and brachas daf nun gimel and alf. Then one guy says a bracha mozi, everyone, bracha brain rage, because Rovam Hadras Melech. That goes for a mach, but then Yom Tiv. Hilchos brachos perikavachi halacha yid beis the kosher avachim al daniyantu rosh shemin lamigim oschof. It says in the Moris Agra, what's the mark of rechem of our kulam from a pasuk in Shmuel? Shmuel Anavi said birach alachila zevach. Yeah, pasuk in Shmuel said Shmuel al periktes pasuk yid gimel. Shmuel was a navi was birach alachila zevach, and all the other people invited ate from the zevach after his brach. Okay, what is samech? Everyone does a seva. They're all sitting together. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Hananel says Yoshua means they're sitting together, each doing his own thing. And then they happen to eat at the same time. That's why one can't pater another. There's no tziruf. What does a sibu mean? They sat to eat together. That's one pshat. What's the other pshat? The other pshat is Yoshua means what? Each guy eats, sits on his own. A sibu means they what? They all sit together around the pas. Correct. So according to the two pshat, the ones you get, Yoshin is each guy sits on his own, and Sibu means each one sits together around the bread. What does Taisa say? We're not ruggled to the Seba. When we eat pasta, be yeshiva, it's considered we're all together. Okay? Now, let's get the following and read it, then read the Tais inside. The Mishnah is talking about Bein Birkas Hamotzi, Bein Birkas Hamazon. Yes? If they don't do a Seba, each one's on his own. If they do a Seba, you could say for everyone. Does anyone distinguish? Yes. They do distinguish. The Tosas and Rabbini, Tosas, Talmid Rabbini Yonah and the Rajbo,
Tosas said that nowadays our East sitting is like their meaning.
Right, right. So Tosas says that we equalize Motzi and Birkas Hamazon. But the Talmid Rabbini Yonah, the Rajbo and the Rosh, they say there's a difference. Brach Rishon, even if two guys are together, yes? Even if two guys are together, Im Yushne Yosorim Echad, then one guy can be Motzi. Brach Achrona, everyone's on their way. Brach Achrona is only when there's a Zimun you come together. But when each guy, when there's only two, each guy should say his own bracha. You follow me? That's what the Beis Yosef says. Or Achaim Simakuf Samadir Masko Mashkos Rabbeinu. So in other words, even though the Rishonim seem to equate the two, but there is a difference between Brach Rishon and Brach Achrona. Brach Rishon, if two guys eat together, one can be Motzi. Brach Achrona, only if there's a Zimun. Let's read Tais inside. Go ahead.
It seems like nowadays we it seems to me that nowadays we don't seem to make a difference. We always play
If you have a Zimun, Lamaisa. But if there's no Zimun, each guy should bench on his own.
But even if you have a Zimun, like everyone says, like they say, for a second, I'll bench it, but everything else, they'll all say. Like, no one seems to say that I heard.
Right, you're right. You're right. That's our Shedder, though, when he benches, you bench the whole thing out loud, because ideally, that's what. Ideally, that's what nowadays everyone should say on their own. But Tais had a lashon like that in the beginning of Shosh Shachlu. He says that lashon, everyone's on their way out, so therefore, he says, take a look at the Taisis here. See that? Take a look at the Taisis Mem Hamad Aleph. It's in the first daf of the seventh parak. Points out at the end of the Taisis, he says, you see the end of the Taisis, the Maskel Imratzu? Yeah. Akorcha nearly the Bracha Rishonah Motzin says, Shnaim the Kliyama, Vatam, Hol Yoshon Lechol Yacha, Das Letzarev, Vechad Barach Lotz Chaveru. Yes? That's why Brach Rishon, Brach Rishon Sof Suda, so Mistalkin Zemizeh, Sarach Levarach Kolech Matzah. See, they're leaving. So they're leaving, there's no Tziruf. Yesh Betarz, when Yesh Chivu Ben Brich Zemotzi, Lo Avikim Drabanon, that's the second answer. Hamotzi is only Drabanon, Brach Rishon Motzi Zed. Therefore, we can be Mekel, Ava Brach Rishon Motzi, Yidrash, and Lashem Mechmiru. Yeah, exactly. So he gives two Svaras. And then this other Svar now is with Tziruf, if there's a Zimun. Okay. You got me? Let's do the Tais on the bottom, it's Sibu. Then we go by.
We only lean by bread nowadays. We say, even without leaning, you can say that one person can be a bar for everyone else.
Right. Zidavka.
Because they wouldn't lean while eating, so therefore they required leaning. Aval yeshiva shalana, but our sitting hayakavia slana kaseva dite. Our sitting is like their leaning. Jehem hayurgin glaplasiko mitasa dashakana. Everyone there in those days would lean on their beds at the table. Aval shav gulana ochlam oshokan achad. Nowadays we all eat at one table. Kshane klimyachad hayner kavia sinu. That's our kavia to say that there's a sitting going on.
Yeah.
Vafa dekama, this is what it's saying hayyoshvin. The Gemara of Bashma. That our Gemara seems to say that there's no difference between Birkas Samozi and Amazon. Birkas Amazon could move to the Talmidim of Rav. With Birkas Amazon, we do like to the Talmidim of Rav. The Birkas Samozi, he did plea be yayin, he boy his sitting. But why Mozi, what we're arguing about is why regarding wine if you require leaving.
Did that story with the Talmidim of Rav come on a Mozi?
Yeah, wait, was it?
I don't think it was.
That was discussing
Potter
and
Potter
and wine, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Brought on wine before.
Yeah, what does he mean in this line here?
Maybe they didn't know the story?
No, I think it means that story of Talmid of the Rav.
There's a link to it.
It says here, it says over there that the, I think he's referring to the bottom one, yeah. Bov and Nelech. He's talking about the bottom of the Yomba.
Okay.
Not that Talmid of the Rav. Wow, isn't that crazy? It's a coincidence. On the same Amud, there's two Talmid of the Rav. The top one.
And then there's some
more
near the bottom.
Right, the top one was the Talmid of the Rav. Where's the top one? Yeah, Talmid de Rav, full Talmid de Rav. And the bottom, you see the very bottom, three lines on the bottom. That whole story is that's the story that Tos is referring to. That was talking about Bracha Achrona, when they were all eating, they're all sitting together. You see that?
Yeah.
That was talking about Bracha Rishon, actually. On the bottom, the Gemara is a story that Talmid de Rav were following after Rav, and they were going to say Amotzi together. You see that? So that's unbelievable. So that's what Tos is referring to. I'm glad we looked. Tosis is referring to what? Referring to that, and that's Mashma. So read again from the Gemara Mashma. Go ahead, Gemara Mashma.
The Gemara Mashma, the Mari ben Birkas Amozi, ben Birkas Amozi, Amozi ben Birkas Amozi. It implies that our Gemara is discussing
both
Birkas Amozi.
Right, so go slow. This is Birkas Amozi.
Birkas Amozi, we do the Tamid Rav.
Right.
Birkas Amozi, we do like the Tamid Rav.
That story that we didn't get to yet in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, how would I prove we're talking about Amotzi? Because they have a machlokas later on, and Gimel Alaf, but what? Biyayin, he what?
Biyayin, he boy, and saber.
Whether you need a saber or not. Exactly. That's talking about Bracha Rishona. So the Gemara in Amotzi on the bottom story is talking about Bracha Rishona. And the Gemara in Gimel Alaf is talking about whether Yayin needs a saber, talking about Bracha Rishona. So it's clear that we're talking about that. Yeah, go ahead, Umiyu.
Mia, b'nei anachim b'derech, people who eat on the road, the hofen below yoshu.
Yeah.
They're walking, they're not sitting.
Right. Kol echad.
They all bench on their own.
Right.
V'im tomar, and you can ask, my shna d'b'mukmar, what's the difference between that and mukmar? Afil seva echad mevarach kum, even if you're not leaning.
Yeah, and by pas we said seva, right? Why is Mugmar special, right? Mugmar doesn't need a seva, yeah. So he says he doesn't know. The Marsha says, you with me?
Yeah.
Marsha says he doesn't know where Tosas made that assumption. Where does Tosas know that you don't need a seva for Mugmar?
Doesn't say you need it.
Uh huh. Doesn't say you're right. Doesn't say you need it. Doesn't say you don't need it. No.
But we would assume that, like, if it's not
going to
say something, then he says
something. I don't know. What did Mishnah say? Mishnah just seems to be continuing on what it said. Who Omer Alag Mugmar, the stomach's going on against a Yain Bayam Lacham Ozon, which was talking about a Sebu. You know what I mean? I know, but it seems like Who Omer is a continuation of that case of Balaam Yain Ozon, where that case we're talking about is a Sebu. You're right, but Achar Amazon says Echem Horach Lekulam. That seems to be talking about a Seba.
Where do we see that?
I don't know. How else could they have a Tziruf? Why do you have one guy doing it for everyone?
Well, you're saying that, like, that's actually...
Yeah, isn't that a good horror?
Yeah.
The Poshup Shad is that that's what doing their Haseba, no?
So that should...
So you say if there's a Seba, where did Tysus...
But this seems to be saying that it's Achar Su, which is independent.
Okay, you're saying it's independent of it? Could be. But that's maybe where Tais has learned that's not. But the Marsha is challenging. He says, where did Tais come off getting that? Okay. See how he challenges a lot of the... So what's his answer, Tais? He challenges the premise of Tais. You know, the Marsha is asking that. Go ahead.
Rishami Parch, they asked this in Rishami. Mishani, we answered, Mishum Dibin Mugmar, Kulam Nenin Biachim. They all benefit at the same time. They all benefit together. But for eating and drinking,
it's not at the same simultaneous time, so that's why by Mugmar.
I mean, I still don't like that shot though, that idea of saying that there are benefits at individual time. Like,
yeah, well, that's the skittish though.
You can say that with the smell too. Like, it takes mm-hmm. time. Like, it takes like a little bit of time in between, like, you know, when the wind blows next to one guy or the other.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of problematic to say that.
Uh huh.
And also, furthermore, like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering with the Marsha. Why? How do you know that the Haseba Bichlal refers to wine? You know, maybe when the Mishnah said Haseba was only talking about the food. You know, Hayoshin Kolach Maras. Then when it gets to Amud Beis with the Mishnah, when it says Yain, who says that Haseba plays a role? So I'm not so sure the Marsha is 100% correct. You can, but I'm just saying I don't know. It lends itself to a tziruf. The Seba lends it, Achila lends itself to the Tziruf, but Yayin, you know.
Practically speaking, it's very hard to drink.
Right, I hear you. You're saying practically it shouldn't even shed light. Yeah. He seems to be saying the fair. Let me see the. If you can find the Lashon really quick of the Marsha. Let me read it to you. The Marsha says, I'm glad I brought the Gemara here. Marsha says, you know, Mar Shulz got a lot of doors, they're challenging. He says, you ready? He says like this. He says, who says that that case Tomar Asebu? He's assuming the Echamin 9 is there is a Sebu.
But he's asking on that assumption.
He's asking on the assumption that Taisus, the Mugmar doesn't need. He's assuming that there's a continuation of Mishnah where there was a Seba. I'm challenging and saying, who says there was a Seba even on the Yain? I'm challenging the Marashah. Who says there was a Seba on the wine?
Maybe you can say that, like,
the
Mishnah is saying that, like, the
That's what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying?
You say it on Lugmar that one person says, even if they don't bring it, even if they normally don't bring it, it's Suda.
I mean, the Gemara says later on, the reason why one guy says it for everyone, it says, Yain lo boy a Seba. Doesn't anymore have a machlokes about this?
Whether
a seba works on wine. So close Rav and Yochanan, the next staff. So we say it does. So I guess that's what he's assuming. He's assuming like Rabbi Yochanan, the Marashah, that there was wine. So machlokes how to read the Mishnah. So he's assuming that wine also needs a seba. He's assuming like Rabbi Yochanan. So he's right and I'm wrong. So if you assume like Rabbi Yochanan, I think it's a great kashrut he's asking. Why does Tazi have to sue that? He comes out of the Teretz. The kasha doesn't start. There was a Seba. That's why. You know? All right. Very good. It's a Chiddush. Okay. Let's continue now. You're doing a great job. Do we finish the Tazi? Yeah. So summarize Tazi's.
So Tosos starts off. He says that nowadays we don't have meaning. Our sitting, however, is Kavua Suda, just like their meaning. That's what they used to do when they were having a meal.
Right, and the sugya here is talking about both the front end and back end.
Yeah.
How do you prove because a Muslim from the story on Medvei is on the bottom? How do you prove a Motzi?
The yain by the seba,
correct. The mugmar.
And then we bring the point of mugmar. We ask, like by the case of the people who walk, and like they, if they're walking, everyone mentions on their own.
Right.
But by the case of mugmar, they all say, like, you have one guy say for everyone. So what is the difference between that and the other case? And we answer that the difference is by Mugmar, they're all benefiting at the same time. But by
right.
eating, like, they, like the benefit is interspersed.
Right. What does the Marashah ask?
Marashah asks,
what was the supremacist kasha? Why is he assuming Mugmar there was no Aseba? It's a continuation of the Ayam Tachazud, where there was a Aseba. And he's going like a Biochan and the Gemara, that Aseba works on wine. So it's a great kasha. Okay. All right. Very good. Excellent. Let's see the Gemara now. Okay, so we got the Taisus. Let's see the Gemara number base, where we have this din. So we have the Mishnah there. Let me just point out to you, Lamaisa. Let's just make a few horrors before we start the Gemara. You with me?
Yep.
That the Mishnah here continues the din of earlier that we said on with Aleph, that a Sibu Lechol, let's say one of the Mesubim wants a pot to the other one. So the Mishnah continues here and tells about Yayin. That the din is not the same, yes? Yeah? That if the yayin, if someone says brings him yayin, it's emsa suda, each guy's on his own. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain why, because we're afraid the mouths are not they're not empty, they're drinking. So each one's got to be on his own. The Gemara's kind of trying to contrast. I think the Marashah is very right, because you see that despite the fact there's a seva by yayin, but the reason why each guy's got to say his own bracha is because of his abliya. Your mouths might be full. So you're drinking, and the guy says, pray for your guffin, right? The Gemara has the kasha, and it says, why does Balaam, each one's got to say his own bracha? Because he said, because of Beis Abliya. What's Beis Abliya mean? It's not empty. They're not going to be paying attention to the Birkas HaMavar, because they're all eating. You know what I mean? So that's why each guy's on his own for drinking. Okay. Also, if the Mishnah is teaching me that you should say a bracha on Yayin Shalach HaMazon, even if you said a bracha on Yayin Shalifnei HaMazon, or whether the bracha on Yayin Shalach HaMazon, somebody guess we didn't say a bracha on Yayin, that the Gemara deals with Lamaisa. Now, why does it say Omer? What does Omer mean?
Omer seems to imply that it's called.
Means Mevarach.
Yeah.
The Mishnah in many, many places says Omer B'makom Mevarach when it's saying the full Nusach. Like on Lamed Heim at Aleph. Al Peres Yidl on Per Be'etz, Al Peres Aratz on Per Adoma. Oh. And if all comes the Mishnah says you have to say a bracha, it doesn't mention the Nusach, then the Mishnah doesn't say Omer, it says Mevarach. Kol Echad Marach Latzah, it doesn't say the Nusach, Echad Marach Lekulam. What about Birkas HaReach? Yes, it just says Omer. Why does it say? No, Birkas Areach is different than other brachas. Even though it didn't say the Nusach, it sounded in the Neshama. So the Mishnah doesn't say Mevarach, it says Omer.
Wait, it's not a what?
It's in the Neshama, the Neshama. Remember I said that the Gemara to you, and Mem Gimel and Beis? What's the marker of, take a look. What's the bracha for Reach? Call the Neshama Taluka Aluka. It's on the Neshama is the one who feels the odor. See Mem Gimel and Beis? Underline it there. How do you know that you have to say a bracha on Reach? The Gemara says because Shneamar right here, Amar of Zutra, the fifth wide line, Amar of Zutra Bar Tuvi Amar Rav Yinayin Shemavarcha La Reach Shneamar Kol Ne Neshama Talaka Ezu Dover Neshama Nenisvav Veinik Guf Nenimel Have Yomer Zeh Ruach. You got it? The Neshama is Nenim from the Reach, not the physical body, whatever that means. Al Pi Kabbalah. So therefore, when it brings in Reach, the bracha of smelling, it says what? Since the bracha is different anyway, even though it doesn't say nusach, it says what? It says omer. Not only it says omer when there's what? When it says the nusach. Here it didn't say the nusach, still it's treated differently. That's what the Sefer Hon Asher writes.
I still think that you can say the reason why it doesn't say the nusach is because there could be different nusachs for whichever
spice
it is.
Could be. You're saying good. Okay, you're saying different hasbro. That's what he wants to say. Okay, also, what bracha are we saying in the Atzib Som? Okay, let's take a look at Rashi inside. Why don't you read the Rashi on the top? Bodlem Yayin. We did the Rashi's.
Yeah. The person who makes a bracha on the wine is the one who makes a bracha on the spices.
The Reach Tov.
Because it is usually to be the custom, like after the meal, they would bring spices that they
on the frying pans, right?
For a good smell.
Yes, it says Baruch Atzeh
B'Som. And there's a whole machlokas about whether it's Atzeh or Atzbeh or
Mi. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So let's comment on that. You with me?
Yep.
So the Gemara says, Mem Gimel, if you put the Mugmar, you say Atzeh B'Som.
Yep.
That's what Rashi said, no?
Mm-hmm.
Rashi said Atzeh. Now the tour in Simen Kufay and Dalet says if you put the Isbeh B'Som, the Baruch is Isbeh B'Som, if you put grasses in. Now, there are those in the Biri Rashi, yes? Mm-hmm. They say you should say Bray Minevis Soman. Who are those? Who are those? Yeah, they say, who are those? Who's the Tolls? The Gedol Achronim that say, you should put there in there, they put it in there and say, see, Bray Minevis Soman is like the Shahakol for spices. I mean, Ispe specific grasses, Atze's woods, and Atze's woods and Ispe's grasses, but Minevis Soman. So who's the one who points this out, Lamaisa? Let's get it.
No, I think I just realized Rashi actually disagrees with my idea of it being like whatever bracha it could be. Because at the end of the day, he does bring down a specific bracha.
Yeah, he does bring down a specific bracha.
Everyone disagrees about what it is, but everyone says that there's one specific bracha.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Rashi would actually disagree with that. I think he would say that there's one specific bracha.
Well, Ziri says, if you have mumar, you say atzib some, even though the some are burnt up, but it smokes. So when we're asking for advice, and we're leaves as a tiyufta. So it seems like Ziri slugged up. So why is Rashi saying Atzeh when Ziri slugged up? But Rashi seems like it's going with Ziri, which it remains Atzeh something. Taisus says the same thing, Shem Bahag. Halach is like Ziri. So you have to say the Gemara was Miyashiv somehow Ziri, even the Gemara said tiyufta. But the Knesset Yisrael, that's Knesset Yisrael. The Shlom Mishnaso says there's a mistake in Rashi, and you have to say Mini B'Somim, like the Meskana Sasugi. Okay, so Gemara slugs up Ziri, that's what Rashi said what he said. Okay, let's continue now. Yes? What does it mean, Mugmar? You put the B'Somim on the Gecholim, and it's called what? Gomrim. That's what it means.
On the coals?
Yeah, on the coals. You put the spice on the coals, and it has this fragrance that comes up. Okay, now Rashi also says, let's finish up the Arz, and we'll start the Gemara. Rashi says, it says in the Sima Suda, Kodaberk is a Muslim. Mishnah calls that Lachra Muslim. Yes? Because Lachra Muslim, that's the Sima before Berk is a Muslim. Here the Mishnah is Lachra Suda, meaning that what? It was after benching. That's what the Hon Asher says. Okay, also, we should point out that Rashi and the Miri say, so whoever says the Bracha on the Yain should be Sima Suda, so one should say a Mugmar after Berk is a Muslim. Yes? So the Rambam says. Rambam says, no, but a Mugmar should always after Berk is a Muslim. But I want you to get this. The Rambam, Ladaito, it comes out, someone says Birkas HaMazon, he's the one who's Mamshich. It's not just the guy who said the Bracha on the wine. Whoever led the benching should also be the guy who says the Bracha on the Mugmar. You follow me? Let's get that, okay? It's a whole question whether Rashi holds like that or not. Does Rashi hold like that? Is it only the guy that says on the yayin? Maybe Rashi would argue on the Rambam. It's possible. Allah lamais, because the Rambam says whoever says birka muzzle leads it. Yes. So the Rosh Yosef says if you masber Rashi like the Rambam, then Rashi would say Merkal Yad Shalcha Muslim, Merkam Merk is a Muslim. You should do all three. You follow me? Your mama should do all three because Taisus, Dir Maskav Afalpi, take a look at the top Taisus, read the top Taisus. Oh, so what's Taisus saying? You might have said Merkam is not shacked to the one that said the brook on the wine.
But he's saying even though there's a hafzik, there's still a link.
Right. So he says even though you're birchal yain, no, but Tosfos says even though you're birchal yain, birchal gam birchas hamazon, and it's a hafzik.
You still link them together.
Yeah, but you see, according to the Tosfos, birchal yain is the guy that says the brook on the what, the mugmar, right? But not the guy that daven what, not necessarily the guy who benched. You know what I'm saying? According to the Tosfos, there's no notion of the guy who benched does the mugmar, whereas according to the Rambam, there is. So and is Rashi siding with the Rambam? Therefore, according to Rashi, Baruch Al Yayin Shalcha Muslim should bench and should also do the mugmar.
Can you say that maybe the guy who does the wine and the guy who is benching are the same person?
Right, but I'm saying Tosfos seems to allowing not that way. Tosfos seems to be saying that even if another guy's benching, it wouldn't be good. Whereas according to Rashi and the Rambam, should be the same guy who does all three. And if there'd be a different guy in the middle, maybe it wouldn't be good. Maybe you wouldn't have that mandate. Okay, but what I'm saying to you, he's not necessarily saying that.
He doesn't,
okay,
he just says
that the most important thing is that the guy in the wine says the mugmar. I don't care what happens because of Muslim. That's what I'm saying. That's a push shot in Taisus. So that might be a machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi and Rambam on one side against Taisus, perhaps. That's what the Rosh Yosef wants to say, maybe. Interesting, no? You missed the whole thing. No? Seems to be a machlekes. Okay, it's an interesting concept. Also, we should just close with these horrors, and then we have to start the Gemara, is that when you have a process, the guy who finishes it is the owner of Gemara. Gemara says in Makkah, a very severe thing, if someone starts a mitzvah and doesn't finish, it's kovar ishto abonav, God forbid. Wife buries his wife and his kids because shows you got disinterested in mitzvahs, and it was boring to you. All mitzvahs are important. Torah says, Beferish, where's the Gemara in Sota? You give him a base. She says in Yehoshua, Perichav Dalam Bez Atzis Yosef, they brought up. Moshe Rabbeinu, I thought, brought it up. So why does it say Klai Yisrael? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't finish it. Klai Yisrael finished it. Yes? Okay. So let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Amar, you're doing a great job. Go to Amar Rabba.
Amar Rabba
Bar Brachana. Amar
Rabba Bar Brachana. Amar Rabba. Lo Shona El Bishabas is Yom Tov. They only said this by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ho, Ba'adam Kobe Yosef 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 Coast.
Excellent.
They only said that by Shabbos and Yom Tov because that's when you kovei asira on one. But on the rest of the year, you would make a bracha each and every kapuda.
So let's comment on this. Gemara says Imsachim Kuftes and Manav. There's a mitzvah on people that drink wine Yom Tov midin Simchas Yom Tov. Yes. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Halacha Lomaisa Bizman says Simcha is only by Yain. Yes. Ram says Simcha Bizman says Diraisa and it's Basav Yain. Taisus says Bizman says only Yain and it's only the Rabbana. Chabra holds like Taisus. Against the Rambam. But there's a notion to drink yayin on Shabbos. That's not simcha. Pirak Lamed, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Tesen Yud. There's an Indian to drink wine, Midin Onik Shabbos. The Magid Mishnah says the marker comes from our sugya. Wow, it says Shabbos Yom Tov. You got that? So if someone asks what's the marker to drink your wine on Shabbos, this is Gemara. However, the Turin or Chaim Sim Reis Sadi Aleph argues in the Rambam, and he says there's no chiyuv to drink wine on Suda Shabbos. Yes? There's no chiyuv to drink on Suda Shabbos, but lefishu dezu, the Balatani says, even though there's no chovah to drink wine on Shabbos, nevertheless, min hastam, there is onik. People enjoy it more than other drinks. Therefore, you should try to drink it to the best of your ability. That's what Rashi in Shir HaShirim says, Suda's onik v'simchi suda al yayin. Rashi in Shir HaShirim, what perik? Perik Aleph Pasuk Beis. Second Pasuk Shir HaShirim, Rashi says, Suda's onik v'simchi suda al yayin. So even if you don't like the Torah, there's no chiyuv, but there's an inyan to try to do it. You follow me? There's a kiyum to try to do it. Okay, also, Lamai said, rest of the year, it's like Nimlach, right?
Yep.
It's like you didn't have in mind to drink more, now you change your mind, so it's like it did in Nimlach.
Well, what if you have in mind to drink, to continue drinking?
Then the Chorus shouldn't need it. I don't know. No. If you continue, if you have in mind, let's see Rashi, read Rashi. Lo Shonu.
Lo Shonu, Diyayim, Shulukne Mosin, Pater, as
Hello?
Hello, Bishop Austin. Did I tell the Yashem Achar Hamazon Velishnas?
Leishiv. I think
it's Leishiv Achar Hamazon Velishnas. The Hebrew of Parisha is actually the Hakti Bar.
Yeah, you had it in mind, right? You had in mind to drink after the Muslim, yeah. You had
so
in mind.
So, why are we coaching in the form of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why don't we say that, like, as well, whenever you would have, like,
that, I know, that was the derech. In a chanami, I think you're right. Chol, but that's not the derech in chol. Go ahead. He's like, but lights of the galadim. That's not the derech, I think. I think you're asking good, but it seems like that. You follow the objective rule. Yeah, read, rise. I'll call what?
Chol kosakos. The havek and nimlach umastu b'shtia b'chol chamchais. So he changed his mind and began drinking with each
other. Exactly. Because objectively, no one does it. Back to the Gemara. Go ahead.
Ibmar Nami, it was also stated.
Yeah, Idmar Nami is also stated.
Amar Rabba Bar Mari.
Yeah, read again, Idmar Nami.
Idmar Nami is also stated. Amar Rabba Bar Mari, Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Lo Shame El Bishavasis, Vyom Tovin, Bishah Shahu Yotzim Bez Americas, Bishah Hakazaz Dam. How do you say that?
Hakazaz Dam. You said it exactly right. Now this din is, when we said Lo Shana, we're talking about the case of Yain Shalithni Muslim, Pata Yain Lachar Muslim, right? Go ahead.
We said that, like, Shabbos Yom Tov when you leave the bathhouse and bloodletting.
Right.
Because at those times people are kovei their seder.
So let's comment on this. So
I have one question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't we just say the second statement and leave out the first? Because the first statement has nothing to add that the second doesn't already say.
What do you mean? So adding on, based on Mirchat Shikaz Yom, it's equivalent. I know you want to equate the Shabbos Yom, but I hear you just highlighting it, though. That's the same din. So Lamaisa, he changed his mind, right? So what does Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say in Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Simon Lama base? What does it say in Maseches Nedarim? They used to be Koveya Suda Al Yarin B'Shah when they left the base of Mirchat. What? Okay.
Because they would sweat and they would lose
the Yes. Madan Yontif over there, Rosh Base, is Gemara Nedarim, Lama Chesed Base, Derech Kos. At, drink a cup after
but
they came out. Doesn't say wine exactly. It says kos of mayim chaim,
no,
hot water.
That's
what the Rosh says in the Dura, Berak Dalsim in Zion. The Gemara says in Shabbos. Oh, so the Gemara says in Shabbos, memal v'nav, drink water, hot water after brachitza. So the Gilyon Afasi on the Divya Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a marker. Where's the marker? Yushalmi. Yushalmi Brachs, Berak Vav Alachay, the Derech to drink wine after the Tzivis of Berakots. Based on those two Gemara's of Bavli, it's hard, right? So, but the Maisa, there's a Yushama that seems to have now. Madarka Rafu is the, they used to bloodlet, they used to think it was good. Yes, they pierced the skin. Gemara says a Shabbos Kuflof Tesmach. After it comes down, a person have to do a Suda because he felt weak. We have that knowledge. A person gives blood, yeah. Gives blood. They used to Kovei Suda Al Yain. Now, the Rosh, Simon Perikvof, Simon Lama Beis, says this addition of Shashan Yasmin Rechens, Shasa Kazanam is not from the Gemara. It's an added lesson from the Gonim. Marashah says also Mashon Taisus that this nusach is not from the Lashon HaGemara.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, why do you say that?
I thought the Gemara was closed by
then. No, but the Marashah says that he seems to say that the Taisus seems to be added this din. He seems to have added this din, Lamaisa. Right? Yeah, feeling to himself, Dafka Shabbos, it seems like near me, the Lagarsa Vishmaitan, the Shah Shah, and the Yotzvah, seems like they added it, Lamaisa. Not shot that the Gemara did it. When we see the Taisus, we'll point out the Marashah. But that's what he wants to tie in. Okay.
This whole sugya is like, imagine, like, you know how they have blood drives here every now and then?
Yeah, but you can feel weak afterwards. You gotta
imagine what happens if, like, they have, like, a glass of hard manure for you after you're done.
Uh-huh. Everyone would give it, you mean? Okay, could be. Okay, Vaita Bakamora. Go ahead. So what does it say?
So we have this whole bit about it being...
So that's the first story, yeah? That's the first story. Right, so that story was during what? Okay, good. Now we have two stories. Go ahead. So that's an extension. So the extension, Shabbos Yom Tov, Mitzvahir, Shas HaKazadam. And the truth of the matter is what you said. If they're the big drinkers, I don't know, in Italy or something like that, then maybe it should be the same thing during the week. Okay, go ahead.
Rav
Amari visited the house of Rav Bechol. Go ahead. Yeah, what are you doing? It's Omer Lei.
You did the right thing.
What are you doing? You're doing the right thing. Chen Amar. Excellent. So what you did was good. Yeah? Wait 1 second. So what is the word? Yashar min loshon chacham min loshon chizur. Yeah, Yashar kacheli. Yeah. Yimei chazak. Bekoichi. Yashar koichi. The Gemara says, Shabbos Hashem gave Yashar koichi when you break the book of Luchos. Hashem, of his Bevarach Moshe Rabbeinu Kaya, Yashar koichi shibarta. He says also the ma'aseh, your ma'aseh were correct. The chamim were blessed. Let's say the ma'aseh were nechon. It's correct what he did. Now the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say? Yes? What's the story with Rava?
This is where it was in the weekday.
The story with Rava, Shkazer Rabir Chalyan, Shachar Mazon, comes out what? Against the Mishnah. No?
We had that whole bit.
Well, it says Bechol. It was Bechol.
We had this thing about Bechol. And the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov.
You're right. So what does that show?
It's showing that
Rabbi Shimon Levi's shot in the Mishnah was correct.
Yes.
Exactly. Otherwise, it would be against the Mishnah. That's exactly what it's trying to bring out. Excellent. Go ahead. That's what that first story is trying to depict. Otherwise, it'd be against the Mishnah, right? Because
yep.
The Mishnah wouldn't know that chiluk.
So go ahead.
So we're putting in that chiluk. Correct. We're putting in that chiluk in the Mishnah. You see that it's right. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, that was the Chinam Rishu, the previous story.
Yeah.
Read that again. Rabba Bar Mari.
Rabba Bar Mari, Ikla Lebay Abai.
Lebay Rabba Bechol.
Lebay Rabba Bechol.
He's visiting in the first story. Do that first story again. Rabba, yeah. Right. Right. You did the right thing. Exactly. And there's another story. This was Yontif. Go ahead. Right. Chazia. Same bracha and everything goes. Amalei. Don't you only have Shuma Levi? Changed my mind. Now the cash is now. Why is the Gemara? Why are you supposed to ask a buyer from Reb Shmuel Levi? Why didn't you just ask from Mishnah? Mishnah says Baruch Alayanef Neil Mazal Padam Mazal. Why did it come from Reb Shmuel Levi? Reb Shmuel Levi was Mechadish that din. He was Mechadish only talking about what Shabbos and Yom Tov. Who asked his cash? The Tzitzis Rosh. Yes.
Maybe.
Well, so that's the Tzitzis Rosh's cash. It's a great cash, no? So what's the answer?
Otherwise, you would have just had a general question
on all of his actions. Well, the Taisa Rosh answers, if it wasn't from Reb Shmuel Levi, you would interpret the Mishnah literally that what?
That's
so only talking about Akaz Adam and what else?
But
Beis Amirchatz. But anything else in Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe what?
You
would not potter. The Mayan Lefnei Mazon would not potter.
But we all agree that in Shabbos.
That's only because you're Reb Shmuel Levi. If it wasn't Reb Shmuel Levi, you would have interpreted the Mishnah only talking about what? I understand that, but that was what? That was Itmar Naimi was Reb Shmuel. It's all the same statement.
Yeah, but
I understand, but...
Shouldn't we say that the Iker statement is from Rabbi Bar Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan?
What'd you say?
Shouldn't we say that the Iker statement is from Rabbi Bar Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan? Because they're the ones that initially say that. They always said there's Rabbi Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Yeah, but where is Rabbi Shmuel Levi quoted? He's the one.
Levi's quoted right afterwards.
Right, I understand that. But maybe, and he says the word Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Levi.
But it's not just
I agree with you. I hear you. Saying good. But let's say you didn't have any of those Amoraim. You might have interpreted the Mishnah only talking about business because of Adam. And at Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe it doesn't potter at all. And therefore, if it doesn't potter at all, now even though the Gemara said, I'll coast for coast, but the real Kash is, on the very first coast after Kiddush, he's already saying a bracha. Right?
So that's saying that
they're just saying over the story that he used to say it in every cup. But the Iker Kash is from the very first cup. So, if it wasn't for Yeshua Malevi, you wouldn't have a Kasha. You would say a Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't make a difference. You know, you could say a bracha. It doesn't potter.
So we're saying that everyone would agree regarding merchatz and the hakazas and
not. Right.
But they would have a machlokes about Shabbos and Yom Tov.
No, everyone is. If it wasn't for the Gemara asking, the reason why it says Lo Somer Rabbi Shmuel Levi, because if it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Levi, you'd interpret the Mishnah only talking. What's the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah says that you require that you have to. It doesn't say it
any time. No, the Mishnah says that Yain Lefnei Amazon Patas Yain Acher Amazon. But maybe that's only by Beis Amirchatz and Yom HaKazaz Adam.
But.
Because, whatever the svara might be, because, I don't know, it's a good kasha, but maybe there's a possibility I might have interpreted the Mishnah like that. Maybe because only it's a real derech lekoveya sud al yayin, only in those cases. But maybe Shabbos, none of people just drink Kiddush, they're not koveya. That's what I'm saying. You might have interpreted it like that, and therefore you might have said that even though the Gemara said he's baruch hakos v'kos, But the kasha is really on the very first one. And therefore, that he's the first kosher that he drank, achar kosher kiddush. And the reason why I just said achar kosher is that was just the story. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that, therefore, that's why the Gemara had to bring in Rabbi Shuba Levi and say the kasha was from him, because he was saying directly that... Okay, I understand, but he's the last one that was quoted there. Remember, it said V'chem Reb Shuba Levi in the first story, Rabbi Mari. They're quoting him.
Yeah.
So they're quoting him. So therefore, since they're quoting him, they're going with what he paskin, and he paskin the chiluk also by Shabbos and Yontif as well. That's why they were asking that. Otherwise, you might not have had a kasha why he was saying a bracha on each one, because maybe there is no regius. And even though it's before the Gemara's birch al kos v'kos, but basically what it means is that. There's no connection between the yayin lechnei amazon with the yayin with the rest of the yayin. Even though in the next piece of Gemara, which if we get to it today, there's a whole discussion how to paskin, but we basically say the yayin lechnei amazon, right? Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question: the yayin lechnei amazon, does it part the yayin toch amazon? For sure, it does. Right, so but let's say a guy drank a cup in the window of Lifnei even before the Suda, so that might not, they're both Lishtos, maybe wouldn't be good. So that's why he had to ask for him Shub and Levi.
But if we're making a Kalachomer, like that, the Kalachomer of Lishtos seems to imply that if they're both.
I understand, but let's say Kiddush and the window of Yayin Lifnei and Muzzle, those are both Lishtos, maybe it's not good. That's why they had to ask for him Shub and Levi. That's why they asked for him Shub and Levi. Shub and Levi said, on Shabbos and Yontif, there's a Kfiyas.
Does the concept of Lishtos as opposed to Lishros come up from the statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi?
No.
So then why would we...
Because Lishtos, Patas Lishtos.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to have to deal with that. But Lamais, what I'm saying to you is that that's his Kiddush. You have to say the Kash was Nimlach, otherwise you might have thought not that way. Now what is the concept of Nimlach?
Concept of Nimlach is that you know like your intent when you're making the Drava.
Well, before that, why was Abai not Raga Lishtos Yain? Because of poverty, Taisar Rosh says. Taisar Rosh Ksuba Samachem Rav Maski Adana says he was not Raga with that. So who's Abaye? That's why he saw the visit of the house of Abaye, and Rav Yitzchak Radimi have visited, and Rav Yitzchak Radimi saw Abaye drinking coast to coast. What'd you say? Well, that's why he was Nimlach, because he never expected to have what?
To have this much wine.
This much wine, you have to say. Yeah, he didn't expect it, right? Abai said, "Ain't a ruggle likba. Don't you hold like Rabbi Shuv and Levi told him?" He says, "No, I'm not ruggle on yaina. It's poverty nimlachona. So what's nimlach mean? Nisyayets consulting. He changed his mind. Yes, Ram the Prince besides the mind. Pir gives the base that it was already he was koveh in his mind. Even though shekedu kava daita bezeh hashachilu chasu lasos came. Right now he just changed his mind. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka, if you had in mind shalol lishtos owed, then you're nimlach." But let's say you're mistam, you have your parva, that's not called nimlach. Nimlach means you're not drinking anymore, and then you change your mind. Okay? That's what it means, this concept of nimlach. Okay. Now, lamaisa, this brings us to the following. Before we go on in the sugya, let's just see that Taisa's Yain Shabasocha Suda. Actually, we'll see that in a second. Okay, we'll see that in a second. I want to point out the following. Let's get it. It's getting late already. In the sugya, lamaisa, it's oila. From the Sugit's Oila, that someone who, with me?
Yep.
Someone whose das is not to drink anymore.
It seems that you need to make a new bracha.
Yes, you're not allowed to drink without a bracha. That's what the Gemara says. Psochim, what taf kuf gimel beis, what taf and chumim kuf zayin and beis. However, what do we learn in Omar Aleph? That hesach das from eating does not cause another bracha achrona. Does not cause a bracha, right? Even if you had in mind to stop eating, you could go back and eat without a bracha. What's the difference?
Because there you haven't signified the
end. Well, one was eating and drinking. Because the Mishnah Berak Ta'alach HaZayin quotes the Raivin, there's a difference in Hesed HaDas Me'achilu and Hesed HaDas V'shtiyah. Nimlach is only the Gabi Shtiyah. There's no Kviyas anyway for drinking. So therefore, if you have in mind to stop drinking and you want to drink new, you need a new bracha. But not the Gabi Achilu. You got it? The Ma'amar Mordechai is a different shot. The Ma'amar Mordechai says, in Ma'alfim Beis, that we say that Mishnah Berach al Komashi Avila Fonov Lechol. Eating is more like the continuum. So therefore, your kavan is that anything is going to be brought to you. So Hesed Das doesn't require another bracha. But if you're Varach on one cup, the Das is to drink only on this cup. So you have to go back and say a bracha on the other cups because the bracha is only chal on this cup. You follow me? Eating lends itself to continuation, drinking not. So those are the two birim, we got it. Okay, let's go with the Yibailu. Well, before we go vitalimus in the Yibailu, we should just point out, Lamaisa, we should just point out, it comes out that in this concept, should point out this chiddush, and that is that the Shidduch Mekubetz Dimasko Beirich says, if you say mizonos on bread, are you yotze? Yes. Mizonos works on everything except for what? Water and salt. Shaka works on everything, even water and salt. So if you yotze with pasta with mizonos, that's only be said on the pasta. Here, what you do? You said a brach on something else. Yes? Mivarach ha-paperis, it doesn't pot to the pas. You follow him? That's the difference.
Yep.
Now the Sharatzin and Sivu Kufayin Vov, Sivkan Beis adds, that's rocking with the brach and nothing to be chal on, then it's chal on the pas. Vashenkin is chal on the mezoinis, doesn't pot to the pas, because they're ikar brachas amotzi. Okay, you got that?
Yep.
Now it comes out, Shukon Aruch, Shem Reish Vov, Siv Beis, B'diyev Yotzi Berkas Adam on Berpreitz, yes? Now, if you say a bracha adam on bracha, you say a bracha on a potato, yeah, and you miscavin a potter also on an orange, it's good. The chur lafid shivu meta shouldn't be true. So the shari tshuva and the mishabura quote that they quote the shagasai is ain din ze borer. Mishabura paskins misofik v'hakol. So why doesn't he paskin like the shivu mekubetzes? Chazanisha has the catches in simin lamedasik on zayin. Elim can chaluk mizonos linen pas. May Adam linen preates. Maybe you have to distinguish between mizonos and bread. And Adam got a bread. Our sarak beer. What's the chiluk? So maybe you want to say, this is what the Shevet Alevi says, similar. You with me? When you say mizonos and motzi, they're two separate brachas. Lechem sustains, therefore, b'diyev, you're punted with mizonos. There's both the concept of sustaining. If you don't say the bracha on mizonos, lechem, if you didn't say the bracha on the bread, mizonos alone, it's not included in the mizonos. Then it's not included. You hear what I'm saying?
Can you say it again?
Yeah, in other words, Berpri Adama on an eights is good, even if I said the bracha on the Adama and I want to go on orange. You follow me?
Well, generally say it's back against that.
No, but I'll tell you there's a distinction between the mizonos. If you say the bracha on mizonos, you want to go on bread, that can't work because
it's not mizonos.
Yeah, the whole thing is that it's mazin. Remote, they're two separate brachas, but since bread is mazin, then at the b'diavad level it's good. But that's only if you isolate it, you know. That's only if you isolate it, you say the mizonos on the bread. If you say mizonos on something else and you want to go on the bread, that's not going
to
work.
Hard,
right, exactly. Whereas bradama, it's more of, it's not just mazin. It's like the stuff does go from the ground. An orange does go from
like
the ground.
It's not wrong.
Exactly. It's not wrong. Right, well said. That's the chiluk they want to make. I think that's a good chiluk. Okay? Very good. Okay, let's go. Let's go by the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead.
So we have a story.
Gemara is a Shiloh. Yeah, go ahead. You buy a loop.
So he was asked.
Oh, so you have wine that was talking about Mazon. You want a pot of the wine? Does a pot of mine after the Mazon? Look at Tosis. There's a one line Tosis. Should be, it's out of order. It should go before, should have gone earlier. Should have gone before Rav Sheshes. Yeah, it happens quite a bit. It happens quite a bit, Lamais, in the moment.
Right. Yeah. He didn't have wine.
Because if he had wine, the Muslim, wine, the Muslim, pots, wine, after Muslim. Of course, you got a cottage of mine in the Talk of Muslim. We're talking about only middle and end. You didn't have the beginning. If you had beginning potter's end, so of course, you got a potter's end. No, you never would have this scenario because if you had wine, if they had mazon, you don't need a bracha in the middle.
But
yeah.
In fact, we have that din that wine before can. Oh, right. It's that which shows delicious.
Right. So with this whole shiloh can only be where there's no yain if they're mazon,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
There's yain if they're mazon, then there's no shiloh.
Yeah.
So let's see how the Gemara breaks it down. Okay.
If you want to say that since wine from before the Suda Pasher is wine afterwards,
They're both drinking. They're both drinking things, no?
But in our case, the wine that's brought out in the middle is lishos.
Right.
The wine that's brought out afterwards is lishos.
It's kind of like opposite. Didn't the Gemara say it out of order? Of alhacha, the Yam Tov Zuda is what?
Yeah,
lishtos.
Lishtos and then lishtos. Because we're talking about
the... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When it says of alhacha, zed lishtos is referring to Yam Achra Suda, the zed lishros. And this is, it's just weird. It would have been better if it said lishros. You know what I'm saying? It would have been better and better because the lishros is the one in the middle. And we're asking that the one in the middle pot to the one after.
So why,
you know what I mean?
So why are we putting lishros afterwards? Are we putting
it... I don't know. That, I'm just saying that's what the Gemara... Gemara's a little bit out of order. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe we're putting them in order of importance, like saying, like, the one afterwards is lishros. It's got so...
Yeah, I think you're right.
This one's lishros.
Yes, I think that's what you got to say. I think the Tosos, their mask of a Rav... If we get to it today, but Lamaisa, it comes out that it's more bracha than it's kosher, right? The bracha lishtos is kosher on the yain is only lishros, so that's why the Gemara Shaila is only yain shibidoch amazon. Is that part of the yain achra amazon? Yes. But shosha yain lifnei amazon is poshut that what that's nifted with the bracha yain shibidoch amazon. Yeah.
Yep. Because that would be lishtos.
Because that's lishros. That's lishtos. That's what Tosha says. Correct.
Yep.
Now, let's get down three svaras. Why is it that it's more chashuv? Okay? Ready?
Yeah.
Why is Brigz Yayin Lishtos chashuv more than Brigz Yayin Lishros? So the Slach says, because Yayin was made to drink. Therefore, the bracha comes to drink is more chashuv. That's one shot. Second, that's the Slach. You got it? Mesilas Avarzol, Shem Emek Alochas is a different shot. That Yayin comes to soak the food in his stomach. So therefore, what? It's tuffle to the pas, and therefore, if it's yayin lishros, yes, it doesn't have what? It's really tuffle. Doesn't have power to pot to other yayins. Yes, So why did the chum say a bruch at all? Because yayin is going bruch latzma. You follow me? Yeah. If it's lishros at all, so why you need a bracha? Because the bottom line is because why? Because lishros yigarim bracha latzma. Remember what that meant? That kiddush is priya ben mila. Remember what's gorim? Remember we had that lashon. Yain is gorim bracha latzma. What that was that? Where was it? Where was the yain gorim latzma? Is that membez went off on the top? See it gorim. Many mikomas we say it. Remember. But then Rashi said it earlier. I'm out on membez. Can you say it? Shabbat brachas and kiddushes, lamaisa, right? Right. Where was that? When Rashi said it, no.
Rashi
said gorim brach laatzmo, right? Right. That it's a chosh of a zach, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like we said in the different perushim. What it comes out lamaisa on that, yeah. Remember Tosis on the bottom said? Kiddush. Remember you said Kiddush, Birkas Harrison, Tosis the one to elaborate. Rashi just said Kama Mekaymus. You know what I'm saying? But Tosis was Mazbah, what it meant. So the second one is because of that. You with me? What's the third shot? The Magid Taluma. What does he say?
The Magid, I don't know.
The Shtias Yayin Lishtos is only a little bit of volume. Yes? Therefore, it's not chashuva enough to pot the yain lishtos, which you drink a lot.
Wait, lishros is...
Yeah, the window where you drink a little bit is not going to be strong enough to pot to the window where you're supposed to drink a lot.
So when you're drinking lishros, that's only a little bit.
Correct.
Lishros is a lot.
Right. So if I tell you one of the three svaras, the Gemara assumes that lishros is weaker than lishtos. One is because it's not chashuva enough. Because
yep.
Wine was made to drink. You're not using it to drink. You're using it to soak.
Yep.
Water is made to soak, right? Like Hashem said, right? Water can be used on its own, but it's one of the elements to soak. Yain is not made to soak. So it's not, you're taking away the chashivas. You shouldn't pot it. That's one shot. Second shot, Mesilas Zabrashim, Mingla, Bracha says what? It's like tuffle when it's lishros. So if it's lishros, why do you ever say a... Why would you say a bracha when it's lishros? Yayin in the middle of a meal, do you say a bracha? Yes. Why? But it's lishros. Terence says, because it's going to bracha la'atzma. So even in the context of lishros...
Let's say I'm using wine as an ingredient.
Okay, that's different. That's different.
But that's different.
I understand. But if you're drinking lishros, that's a shot. What's the third shot?
That
the volume. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead. So this is the din of nimtim sulam. Now, When Intim Salomar is mentioned in Shas, just read a little bit more. Read the Machlokes. Rav Amar. Rav says it doesn't. Rav says a potter. Rav Kahana says it doesn't. Go ahead, Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman Amar Potter. Rav Sheshes Amar Yana Potter.
Excellent.
Rav Huna
Kol Tamina
Rav Amar Yana
Potter. Wow! All the Tamina Rav say the what? It doesn't potter. Now, what is this lush of the Intim Salomar? I want you to get this. You with me? Now, Rashi says, Lomaisa, that the Yain Achar Amazon is Chayiv in a Bracha, right? We want to know that does the Yain Toch Amazon Pater, yes? Mar says, Psochem Kukumez, Rosh says this. So Rashi and Taisa say, we're talking about a case where there's no wine of Neasuda. There's wine of Neasuda, there's no Sufik in the Gemara, yes? You with me? Oh, so now what does Tim Salomar mean? Tim Salomar is Tedaktek Bidvarim Lomar, meaning Mitzu Imidis. What does that mean? A lot of times the Gemara says Tim Salomar is a Lashon Mitzia, finding something. Ach Perusha Dom Lashon Tiktek Bidvarim Tim Salomar. When you analyze something, you'll find it. You'll find the Psha. That's what basically we want to say. Tim Salomar is Tedaktek Bidvarim Lomar. You know what I mean? Mitzu, it's kind of like the Gemara says Tim Salomar, right? Lashon Mitzia, you find a Mitzia. Here it's Im Tim Salomar, no? Not Tim Salomar, right? Here it said Im Tim Salomar, didn't it? Usher, what's the Lashon? Im Tim Salomar, not Tim Salomar, right? So it means if you analyze the things, you'll find a Mitzia or Lamaisa, you'll find things out. So whenever it says Im Tim Salomar, usually it's what? You have a Chakira, you have two sides. Yeah, if you hold like this, then I'll have a good shadow like this. So how do you explain, how are you mazmur the Gemara here? Is the maskana, does the Tim Salomar stick? Or maybe it remains a suffix?
Well, it seems to stick, because that's the assumption that are...
Well, the Rambam says, in general, anytime it's a Tim Salomar, get this down, anytime it says Tim Salomar, we're paskin like that. Yes? In the first stage.
So that's going to say it doesn't work.
No, that the first stage is correct. We pass it. Im Tim Salomar. Yeah, what's the Im Tim Salomar?
If you make a bracha on the wine before, you can make
that Svara of Lishtos works, and Lishtos doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Correct. So that's what it seems. The Russian Kedusha Berakav Sim Zion, Kosh Shem Chanan, no, Im Tim Salomar remains a suffix. So the Chidah says, according to the Rambam, L'chshetovol Tamsa Dvarim, that Itochen, that it could very well be. Yes? That's what the Rambam understood. Chidah says the Rambam understood the Lashon Shetov Tamsat Varim, that through this you'll be able to get to this assumption. Our sugi though, the Din Rishon is Muskum according to everyone, yes? It's not mistopic, that's what Mishnah says. Lefnei Yain, Patas Lachra Yain, yes? So it seems like, Reb Tzvi Pesach Rezin, that the sugi seems like the Rambam, that the din, any din that's ever written under the umbrella of the Im Tim Salomar, we always pass him like. The whole Sufi is only the guy of the Din Sheni, against Rabbein Hanan. Rabbein Hanan said the whole thing is Nim Sebesophic. But the Din Rishon, Im Tim Salomar, Berach Al Yain Tim Salomar, that everyone holds like. So it seems like when you have that tag, Im Tim Salomar, we pass them like that. So it fits like the Rambam more than what? More against the Rabbeinu Chananel. Anytime you have the tag of Im Tim Salomar, that seems to be the way we're passing Halacha L'Maaseh. Okay? Now what's going on here with the Talmidim here? What's going on with the Talmidim, Legabe the Psak Halacha? What do you say? Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda were Talmidim of Rav, yes? Why is the Gemara mentioning them separately? If it says Talmid of Rav, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda also Talmidim. What's the answer? They were the greatest of Talmidim. It says in Tilim, Yerachiches Poslam, Mikaf Kol Yav Miyad Shol. Rashi says Shol was the greatest enemy of David HaMelech. That's why it's mentioned separately. Yes? It says by Yehoshua, Ruas Karts is Yericho. Yes? Similar in Yehoshua, Perkwez Lach, Ruas Arts is Yericho. Something that I guess they saw Yericho specifically. You follow me? Now, Rav did say Poter, so why are all the Talmidim going against that? What do you say? Huh? They must have heard it from Rav themselves, and therefore Rav was Chozerbo. That's what the Rosh wants to say. Yes? You have to say that it was Chozerbo. Halach l'maaseh. Okay, you have to say that it was Chozerbo. That's the din. Poshim Shah. Okay, let's just read the Kasha. Go ahead, Eisvei. Eisvei wrote a little Nachman. Each one has to say on his own. Go ahead, Lachra Mazon. Achra HaMazon was Zimin after what? After, before Birkas HaMazon, one guy says a bracha. What do you see? That the Yayim B'toch HaMazon didn't pata the requirement of a bracha in the end. At least, I know everyone's not saying a bracha at the end, but at least one guy is. So you see it doesn't pater. So how can you say poter? Wait, so you got the kasha?
Yeah.
So one second. Rav himself in the beer of the Mishnah said, Bayim L'Nachar HaMazon, Echim Baruch L'Kulam. So after Yayin, conditional wine, besides the Yayin Tocha Muslim, you still have to say a bracha. Now it's a derech of Tanaim to be very what? Very, very inexplicit. But a Marayim, the derech is to be explicit. So you could say Hachamai Askinen or Hachikamer when it comes to the Tanaim, not with the Amarayim. So go ahead, Amalei, Hachikamer, that's what he meant.
This is what it's saying.
Himlobem Layayin. You didn't know then. It says Echem Avarach. Leaving open that if you had the Yayin before, maybe you wouldn't have to say it all, right? Maybe you wouldn't have to say it all. It would pater, yeah? Doesn't it seem like he wasn't Chozer Bo? Because we were attacking on are you asking Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman never was Chozer Bo. Rav Nachman said poter. So when it says Achri Kamer, it means even though it's a Perek Dachuk, but you can say Pshat in the Mishnah. You don't have to change the Nusach. You follow me? It's different than Chesur Mechser. Surah Maximum, there's something lacking, you have to put it in. Here you don't have to say that and put it in. You follow what I'm saying? Here you don't have to you have to change it. Allah Almighty. Okay, let's close with the following. Okay. Lamaisa, it comes out that very interesting din, Lamaisa, that the Pnei Yehoshua wants to ask Pnei Yehoshua Lamaisa, yeah? You know, Pnei Yehoshua wants to answer on what Taz asked on Rashi. Parperis is dogim. There's no chiddush that Parperis doesn't pot the bread. So he says, the chiddush, even if it's a shako, and shako, he does everything, it doesn't pot the bread. Because only when you make a mistake. But here, when you do shako on something, it doesn't pot them, yes? Because the Mishnah says that to answer on the Rambam, Parperis is tafsho peris. The chiddush is, doesn't pot the bas. Even if it's a prepare adama pas. Prepare adama pas is good. So if you talk in, yes? Possible that what also if you said eights would pater what if you pater's also you hit the eights would pater eights, but since you said up on something else, Kevin Shabirak al Davrakar apostle nifter a Davrakar apas, right? Since you said the Rakh al Davrakar, it's not going to pater the pas. Afshin is coming the potro because of what it was said on something else, yes. It's not clear in Kavarosh Lifter, I feel Kivin Lifter or Rakful Kivin Lifter or not in Chavasso. Because the Mishnah is Broch Adam al Pas, you have to be the Yevit. The Ritva says if you say Adam on H or not. You got that? It's a big machlokes in the post if Adam works on bread or not. He's assuming that it does work. Allah Lamaisa. So, because the Mishnah says, even if you have Kavanah, it doesn't work. Because the Mishnah, that's a Pshat Ramam. It's Tafsho Peris. So what's the chiddush that doesn't part the pass? Even if you're not, you have to be yavi. You're talking shkam bircha eitz nifter im chitu eitz. What do you mean nifter? Chitu is not eitz. Remember we said thought wheat was a tree, but since you birch al dover acher hapas, you said something al dover acher hapas no nifter hapas. Since you said a bracha on something else, a dover acher me hapas, you said something else different than the pass. Then what? It's not going to part of the pass. Allah Almighty. Okay, we'll stop here. Pleasure teaching.